Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Want to get again?
I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me, Lord. Oh Lord, you are beautiful in my life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why your name is forevermore. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why your name is forevermore. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why your name is forever. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Much less love and beauty endless for. Nothing in this world will satisfy me. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Who is like you, Lord, in all the years? Matchless love and beauty endless for. Nothing in this me. Jesus, you're the car that won't run dry, and that is why your name is forevermore. That is why your name. Forever.
Thank you.
Dukan Divine.
This year, blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
This year, good news, jagged, plenty body. Go to follow, 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 follow.
Everything I've been wanting, manifesting from my life.
Everything you've been wanting, manifesting for your life.
Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure, you know, fit for your hand. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure. Money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
This year, good news, giant plenty body. Go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
Father, we bless you. Hallelujah, amen.
has gone before me. I am not moved by what I feel. He knows it all. He's gone before me. I am not moved by heard it all. He's gone before me. I am not moved, can never be moved. I am anxious for nothing. He's seen it all. You know it all. I am not moved. Do not be moved, yeah, by what you feel, by what you see, by what you hear. He's gone before you. I am by what I see. You've seen it all. You've gone before me. I can never be moved by what regardless of how I feel. I can never be moved. Ooh, I am not moved by what you said to me. Whose report do you believe? You make all things beautiful, beautiful for me. You make all things beautiful, beautiful for me. You make all things beautiful, beautiful for me. Every crooked path straight. I am not terrified of the future. Everything in your hands is beautiful. Ooh. Hey, everything you made is beautiful. You make everything beautiful. It doesn't feel like it. I know I serve a God that makes everything beautiful. I have a Father that makes everything beautiful.
cause it's beautiful. You make all things beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You make all things beautiful, beautiful for me. You make all things beautiful, beautiful for me. You make all things beautiful, beautiful for me. So I am not moved, do not be moved by what I see, what I see, what I feel, what I hear. He's seen it all. He's gone before me. I am not moved. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Want to get again. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, You have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, You are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, You have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, You are excellent in my life. Oh Lord, You have been so good. You are so good to me, Lord. Oh Lord, You are beautiful in my life every day. Oh Lord, You have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, You are excellent in my life. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why Your name, is forevermore. Ooh. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why forevermore. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why Your name forever. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Much less love and beauty in this world. Nothing in this world will satisfy me. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love and beauty in this form. Nothing in this world will satisfy me. Jesus, you're the car that won't run dry. And that is why your name is forever more. That is why your name is forever more.
Thank you, thank you.
Your goodness.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
hallelujah, praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to the second day of 2024. In everything, give thanks, but it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. Lord, we praise you. We worship you. We glorify your glorious and your holy name, O God. You are worthy to be praised, O God. There is no one like you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for you woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Without you, we are nothing, O God. We acknowledge our complete dependency upon you, Almighty God. And so, Father, we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You provide for us. You are our shepherd. Hallelujah. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you for leading us. Thank you for guiding us. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Where would we be without you, Almighty God? Without you, we cannot make it. Hallelujah. Without you, we will not make it. We need you every second. We need you every step of the way. Hallelujah. So we acknowledge our complete dependency on you. You are our lifeline. Oh God, we adore you. Oh God, we worship you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We praise your glorious and your holy name. If it had not been the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Father, we thank you that when the enemy came against us like a flood, that you raised up a standard against the enemy, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the battles that you fought for us, O God. Father, even as we slept through the night, you fought these battles, and we always have victory in Christ Jesus. Oh, we acknowledge you, oh God. We praise you. We bless your name. Hallelujah, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, oh God. Your word says in 1 John 1, 9, that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we come to boldness to the throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all that we have done. And it's not pleasing to you, O God. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for mercy, O God. Oh, Father, mercy, mercy for myself. Mercy for my husband. Mercy for my children, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I cry out for mercy. Mercy for Tina, mercy for Mandeka, mercy, oh God, for Ricky and Al and Crystal and their children. Mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, mercy upon each and every one under the sound of our voice and their families. Mercy, oh God, your mercies are new every morning. Father, have mercy upon us. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus' souls and our bodies in the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus Christ be a hedge of protection around us, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus, O God. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We soak everything in our homes in the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we soak, oh God, our spouses, husbands, and wives in the blood of Jesus. We cover our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. We speak healing to our spirit, souls, and body, O God. Let the blood speak for us, O God. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus, every tissue, every organ in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. O God, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We put on the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus, O God. We put the armor on our children and grandchildren, O God. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses, the armor on each and every one of us this morning and our family members, O God. Those that are here this morning, O God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, our Father, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, send divine angelic assistance to be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, the holy angels that are assigned to us as individuals, let them be with us doing your biddings in our lives. Holy angels that are assigned to this ministry, O God. Father God, we pray that they do your biddings in our lives. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven, O God. In the name of Jesus, you are God and there is nothing too hard for you to do, O God. Father God, we are totally dependent on you. You said you will make a way where there seems to be no way, O God. And so, Father, we depend on you. We trust you, O God. Hallelujah. We trust your word. We trust everything that you've said about our lives in the name of Jesus. All your promises are yes and amen. We do not take you for granted, Almighty God. Oh, Father God, you said in your word, when you're willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. And so, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We pray for the Spirit, oh God, a willingness to do the will of God in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you said your meat is to do your Father's will. Oh, Father God, our meat is to do the will of Almighty God in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we want to do what is pleasing in the sight of God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, lead us. Holy Spirit, teach us. Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Father God, release of God. Hallelujah, that surpasses all understanding, oh God. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Oh God, release your supernatural peace in our environment. In the name of Jesus, take away anguish and confusion. Release that peace, the peace that comes from you, oh God. Release your liquid love. Pour your love upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Anoint us, oh God, with the fire of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, and power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The word says in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto those that mourn, hallelujah, in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Hallelujah, O God. And so, Father, we know that the anointing, O God, that you place upon our lives is also, O God, is for multiple things, O God. But you've said in your word in Isaiah 61, hallelujah, to comfort all that mourn. So, Father God, this morning we lift up Pastor Young, and Lord, we pray that the anointing comfort her, your anointing, O God. Comfort her, her family, in the name of Jesus. O God, let your anointing, your holy anointing, comfort her and her family, in the name of Jesus, O God. We pray, O God, that your anointing of hearts that mourn in Zion, to those that mourn in the body of Christ, hallelujah, give unto her, give unto Pastor Young beauty for ashes. O God, give unto her the oil of joy for mourning, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that she might be called a tree of righteousness, the blessing of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for all that you have done and you continue to do in her life, oh God. We know, Lord, we all have passed through these things, and it's not over yet for us, oh God, because we still have family members, oh God, in the name of Jesus, friends that may have sisters, siblings, oh God, parents, oh God, we still have people that we love, our loved ones, oh God. And so, Father God, we, hallelujah, we come together and, Lord, we ask you to anoint, release your anointing, hallelujah, to comfort that Pastor Young. Release the anointing to comfort her family, comfort her nieces and her nephews, oh God. Comfort the whole family that is in mourning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Oh, Father God, only you can heal, oh God. Hallelujah. Only you can make it right, oh God. Oh, Father, give her beautiful ashes, oh God. The oil of joy pour upon her and her family members, her nieces, her nephews, the oil of joy for mourning. Let them put on the garment of praise, that garment filled with the oil, oh God, that garment that comes from Almighty God, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That day will be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Father God, we thank you for the life, oh God, her sister lives, oh God. Father God, we thank you that you are right there, oh God, to take her womb, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for the lives that she touched, oh God. We know, Lord, that regardless of everything that she did, oh God, that the family will continue to mourn her loss, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So touch each family member, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh Father God, oh we bless your name. We know that she's resting in your presence. Hallelujah. We know there's no more pain, there's no more anguish, there's no more sorrow, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So Father, we thank you that for healing her, because there's no sickness in heaven. Oh yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for getting her ready, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we all mourn with Pastor Young in the name of Jesus. And, oh God, we don't only rejoice when things are good, but we mourn with our brothers and sisters who lose their loved ones. Father God, we pray, oh God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, day of the month, oh God, we bless you, Spirit of the living God. We praise you, Spirit of the living God. We worship you, Spirit of the living God. We thank you, Holy Ghost, move in our midst. Make a way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pour your oil of gladness upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for fresh oil. We pray for the fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday. Lord, release your fresh oil, your fresh anointing, oh God. Empower us to do all that you have called us to do, oh God. Father, this morning, oh God, I lift up each and every one, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says you will keep us in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on you, oh God. Let us keep our focus on you, Jesus Christ. Lord, I lift up Crystal this morning, oh God, celebrating her birthday, oh God, her 37th birthday. I thank you, oh God, for she is a gift to me, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I thank you, oh God, for your blessings upon her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I decree, declare, and prophesy her latter days will be greater than her former days in the name of Jesus. I call forth, oh God, as she walks under an open heaven in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that she never lack, oh God, that you provide for her exceedingly abundantly above all that she can think or ask of. In the name of Jesus, bless her going in and her coming out. Bless the work of her hands. I cast her every bloodline curse. In the name of Jesus, I cast every bloodline curse in the name of Jesus and release bloodline generational blessings upon her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch her, oh God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you, oh God. Hallelujah. thank you for her faithfulness to this ministry since it started. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Father, you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Father, I pray that you would draw closest to you in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Protect her from the evil one in the mighty name of Jesus. Help her to be the best mother that she can be, the best daughter, the best sister. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we bless you and we thank you for Crystal, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father, greater grace rest upon us. Let your greater grace rest upon us, oh, God. Empower us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, it is so sweet to trust in Jesus. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. We thank you for bringing us to 2024. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. It is not because of what we have done. It is because of your grace, oh God, that we have entered into this year and this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we, in Jesus' name, we pray. Father God, as I bring the word forth this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross, and I say, oh God, all of you and none of me, oh God. Let your word come forth in the power, in the anointing of your Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you in advance for the word coming forth in the name of Jesus. We pray for revelation and understanding of your word in the name of Jesus. So we're going to look at Romans 13. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. Hallelujah. Romans 13, verse 11. And knowing that the time, the now, it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust. Hallelujah. The time, knowing the time, is near to wake up from our sleep. Hallelujah. For redeeming our time, walking after the Spirit of God and not after the flesh. Everybody said tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. None of us know what today will bring. Stop waiting. Stop procrastinating. And saying, tomorrow, tomorrow, I will do this. Tomorrow, I will give my life to Christ. Tomorrow, I will do this. We sin, then we look for tomorrow. No man know the day. No man know the hour that Christ is coming. Hallelujah. So we must be ready. Get rid of things that will hold us back. We want to leave this world and be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to leave and be in the presence. People take these things for granted. But it's not to be taken for granted, because Christ, God won't just do things. He always, that's his mercy. He always steps and warns us to get our life in order. Hallelujah. You can plan for this, for 9 o'clock this morning. At 9 a.m., the Lord can take you home. Are you ready? Are we ready? Do you have unforgiveness? Do you have bitterness? Are you ready? You can't let the sun go down on your anger. The Bible says, make peace of all men. Hebrews 12, 13, for make peace with all men without holiness. No man of God. So what does it mean to make peace? You consciously effort that you make peace. You call that person. You get it right. And sometimes the person is wrong, but God is telling you, you get it right. You are his daughter. You are his son. You are a kingdom citizen. So who much is given, more is expected. You know the word of God. Maybe that sister or brother do not know the word of God, or they're not deep into the word of God like you are. So you got to reach out. Reach out to that person, whether it's your children, reach out. Hallelujah. And say, let us make peace. Do let pride put you into the pit of hell. We cannot let that happen. No, you can't live a Christian life all your years and then you go to hell because of pride. No, no, we got to live our life holy unto the Lord. The things we shouldn't follow the lust of the flesh. Gossip, slander, lie, bitterness, all those things. No, we can get it right. We can get it right. You don't say God over God. No, no, God expects. How can you be praying, reading the Bible for all these years, and you say, but God knows, God expects. But I wasn't taught, read your Bible. I wasn't taught, even as a pastor who teach you, the Holy Spirit can lead you and guide you and teach you all things. The Holy Spirit started teaching me before I even started reading the Word of God. And when I opened the Bible, it was there. God, it requires more of you. We're supposed to be like barrels of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. No darkness must be found in us. We have to get it right with God. 1 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Let me see. Hallelujah. God wants us to make it right. And it's not even about dying. It's not even about death. Why would you not want to be at peace? Those things are burning. Why would you want to carry it? God wants us to get it right. Get it right. Ask God for mercy. At least you're living. At least I'm living. I can ask God for mercy. Even you have to ask God for mercy for your thoughts. Some of the negative thoughts we think, Lord, have mercy. Pray to God and let the Holy Spirit lead us. Let the Holy Spirit guide us. We're in a new year. Hallelujah. So when we look at the Bible is telling us about redeeming the time, and I will pray after this. Redeeming the time. God's kairos timing. Kairos is an ancient Greek word meaning the right moment, the right time, critical or opportune moment. Sometimes we have opportunities given to us, we will take it, and it's the right moment, and we lose it. The Bible tells us of a Kairos timing. There's a timing that God has, a Kairos timing. It is the time for action, transformation. It's a set time. So everything in this world is a season and a time. This is a set time of opportunity and favor. So when you let your set time of opportunity and favor leave because of a hard heart, because you don't want that to happen, you will miss these things, and we do not want to miss Kairos movement. We want to redeem our time. The word redeem is from the Greek word exodorinoso, which means to buy back, slave market. The two words together, Kairos and redeem, remind us that God is able to restore missed opportunities, wasted years, and misplaced effort. Many of us have experienced missed opportunities and wasted years. Sometimes it's due to our negligence. Sometimes we do not even understand what's going on. And sometimes it's due to hardship. Sometimes it's due to lack of faith. Sometimes it's due to the things your enemy may have done to you. However, God can give us brand new, wonderful opportunities that make up for lost time and wasted years. Precious. What God wants us to do, to repent. When we repent, God enables us to put together the broken pieces of our shattered dreams and regain lost territories. Going forward with God's help, he will assist us in discerning his time and sensitive movement. I said to you all, people said this is the year of this. God, this is the year that we all want to do the will of God. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as the will of God. We want to do the will of God. And Father, it's hard. No, the Holy Spirit is there to help us. When you do the will of God and you get it right with God, we redeem our time. Hallelujah. God has so much in store for us. And it's up to us. Let us pray. Father, we repent and renounce for ourselves and for our ancestors. Cares you more than you, Lord. We repent for loving time and the control of time. Time, me time, my time. Instead of getting into your time, Lord, forgive us. We ask you, oh God, to order our day according to your will, oh God. Order our day according to your will in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, forgive us for allowing time to control us, for not seeking you first. Your word says, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Lord, forgive us for not seeking you first. Forgive us, oh God, that we are not resting in you. Forgive us, oh God. Release from us every ungodly time, warps of regression, immobility, stagnation, or places where we've been stuck in time past, unable to move forward. Father, please redeem the time and cancel the assignment of all demonic time tables of lack, regression, demotion, evil embargo that developed missed opportunities and backward movement. Father, please cancel all demonic cycles of limitation, failures, lack, and defeat that would hinder your divine appropriation, opportunities, and appointments from manifesting in our lives in the correct time and season. Father, please redeem the time and remove us from any ungodly timeline that the enemy has placed upon our lives. Lord, reestablish your timeline according to your Kairos timing for our lives. Please reconcile our life to your Kairos timing. Father, please catch us up to where we should be. Father, we declare that we shall not behind or remain a late bloomer. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, we desire the forceful and rapid advancement into our God-ordained marriage, family structure, wealth, health, ministry, financial strength, personal development, professional development, and career. Father, our times are in your hands, and we decree that your will and blessings shall manifest in their correct time and season. Yeshua, please purify our time with your living water. Wash away all the old time lives with your shed blood. Lord, align our inner clock to synchronize with your heartbeat, sound, and movement. Father, please cleanse and synchronize the elements of our physical, spiritual, and emotional well-being. We declare that we will be a living stone, properly fitted together in the body of the Messiah, in the body of Christ, for your good, Almighty God, for your purposes. Almighty God, please correctly align the order and sequence of components of our DNA and RNA. Lord, restore health and reestablish the correct frequency and vibration to the chemical bonds in our DNA and RNA. Father, please restore the health, wealth, blessing, balance, order, and favor that should be inherent in our physical and spiritual DNA and RNA structure. Father, please realign us with your purpose and heal the receptors of the cell that make up our being so our divine calling and birthright will be fulfilled. Father, please remove from us ungodly places in the heavens, the depths, the lengths, the width, and the heights. Lord, we declare that all earth and time belongs to you. Please restore us the godly depths, length, width, and height. Father, please forgive us and our generational line for closing the doors to your anointing and blessing. Father, now bless us and open the doors of your anointing and blessing in our lives. Release generational blessings. Give health, calling, and goodness into our life and family bloodline. Father, please unearth the treasures stolen from our generational line and from the kingdom of God. Lord, please remove the strong man that holds back what belongs to us and to your kingdom. We declare that all that we have and all that is owned all to us belongs to you, Lord, and to your Father. Right now, we appeal to your written word and to the spiritual laws that you have set in your kingdom. Your kingdom laws declare that your people shall experience a jubilee every 50 years, and that every 7 years, the oppressed must go free. Father, we lay claim for all past jubilees and sabbatical years, and we declare divine recompense, reparation, and restoration over all overdue jubilee and sabbatical blessings. Father, according to your laws, we declare that jubilee years and sabbatical years must manifest from this day forward in our lives and in the life of our family. We declare that all ungodly trading of the past of our ancestors and the debt of poverty is now null and void. It is canceled and is no more. We declare that all demonic seasons and cycles have now been broken. All drought and crop failures have been broken. Showers of blessings are released in our lives and the life of our family. We reverse every curse and change it into blessing. Thank you, Father, that the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous. Every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Lord, thank you for restoring the scepter of righteousness to us and our family line. For as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so you, Lord, surround us and our family from this time forth and forevermore. Father, we ask for a hundredfold return and divine reparation of prices for all that has been withheld, Lord, stolen and given away in our lives and generational line. Lord, please release generational blessings upon us now. Father, we present this prayer before you in the heavenly courts as the prayer of our hearts. We ask you to appropriate this prayer as a record in heaven. Lord, we ask for your justice. We ask that you will render this prayer into your courts as a legal document. Yeshua, Jesus Christ, as our lawyer, our advocate, we ask that you go before the Father and ask the Father to declare these blessings over our lives and in our generational lives. Lord, thank you for manifesting your correct timing in our lives. Father, please restore us now fully to your correct time, your correct time with our righteous body, soul, and spirit. We declare that everything we have prayed for has now been sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61:7, instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance, and so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we possess all our gates with victory. We proclaim that we have legal right to receive everything you have for us, and we name them life, health, beauty, mental sharpness, talents, spiritual gifts, wisdom, family, wealth, fame, favor, ministry, open doors, joy, peace, a future, mighty destiny, abundance, and sonship. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I pray that you receive this prayer, that all the time that we have lost, and the Lord has redeemed those times, those opportunities back to us. The Lord has restored those things back to us. And so we rejoice and we bless his name. Hallelujah, that we will not waste time on foolishness. Hallelujah, that we will do the perfect will of God. Lord, we thank you. And we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so, Father, once again, as we about to leave, we lift up Pastor Young. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to comfort her family. Comfort her nieces and nephews, oh, God. Comfort her other sisters. Comfort all those that are connected to Pastor Young, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, give them beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh Father, only you can do it. Father, comfort them. Strengthen the family in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the life that her sister leaves. We thank you, Lord, that for the blessings, oh, God, that you released, oh, God, while she was here. Father God, we know that you have a reward for her, O God. We thank you, O God, for her soul, O God, being saved. Father, let the memories that she left, let it bring laughter to Pastor Young. Thinking about all the memories from childhood up to now, that she can laugh and she can praise and she can say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, she has did a blessing to her family. Oh, God. So, Father God, reach out and touch her in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you for this second day. Once again, we pray for Crystal. We ask you to bless her. Let her not miss her time and her season. Take her from strength to strength, glory to glory, favor to favor. Be a wall of fire around her and a glory within her, Lord. And that everything that she has lost, let it be restored in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bless you. Thank you for each and every one here this morning. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Allison's daughter, we have been gone, but you stepped in. We thank you for sister and testimony. And we thank you for all who testify. But Lord, I remember one thing that Pastor Young said on New Year's Eve night, and that you had been resonating that in my thoughts, in my mind, and then when I listened to pastors and leaders talk, you talk about cleansing, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And Father God, we pray that you cleanse us, just not a one-time thing. Cleansing goes deep. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can walk in our, that when you cleanse us of all generational curses and different bloodline diseases and sicknesses, oh God, cleanse us in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, amen and amen. I know everybody is wondering, hallelujah, what's going on. We are not starting our fast until next Monday. Is going to be a 21-day fast of cleansing fast. Hallelujah. And it's going to be more stricter than the other ones were. Hallelujah. Because God gave me a word on cleansing. Hallelujah. And a teaching on cleansing. So we're going to start fasting on Monday. And it'll be a 21-day cleansing fast. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Young, have my sympathy. I'll call you. I just saw that on my messenger line this morning. So I will call you, and we bless God for you. You're such a blessing to us, and we appreciate you and love you. God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful day. For those of you doing the Bible study, we'll just come together with testimonies on at 9 a.m. and to praise and worship the Lord. Amen. In the beauty of his holiness. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Have a super day. Keep that saying. God bless you.